What up?
What up? This is Chris.
This is Rob. Wait. I'm Chris. That's Rob. I hope you enjoy our show. Have a great time. What up, everybody?
What up?
How's everybody doing out there?
Good. Doing great.
Yep.
Hey, yep. All right.
Us too. Anyway, hey, if you don't know Rhianna Milne, you should.
Yes.
She is a love coach, folks. Yes, a love coach. Not only that, she is the host of podcast Lessons in Life. Rhianna, how are you?
Hi, Lessons in Life and Love. That's right.
Love. I'm sorry. I forgot the love part.
Oops. That's all right. I'm doing great, guys. I see I'm invited into the official animal house here.
Yes.
Truth.
Yeah,
hey. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm playing with the boys today.
That's right.
Let's have a little fun. Okay.
That's always fun.
So I'll be honest. I've been doing a little research.
Uh-oh.
Gotta know you are a coach, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm saying this right, so excuse my brain fades here for a moment. But you are a coach in love and trauma, is that what I'm understanding?
Well, I'm a life coach. I'm certified since 2009, so I'm a life and relationship coach for singles and couples. I'm also a certified clinical trauma professional and certified mindset coach. So I use my title as life, love, trauma, recovery, and mindset coach. So I primarily work with men and women that have been through traumatic relationships.
Okay. Nice.
You know, hurt by a narcissist, borderline, repetitive cheater, someone that has frauded them, the sociopath, the narcissist.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of people like that out in our world. And if you are the victim of one of these types of partners, it can be quite devastating.
Okay.
And most people choose someone's traumatic because that they have unhealed childhood trauma. So I'm a specialist in identifying childhood trauma and how that leads to your partner selection and love trauma. But it also shows up in having trouble succeeding in business. And what we call life situations, like ongoing anxiety, bouts of depression, low self-esteem, low confidence, people-pleasing, high-risk impulsive behaviors. That's what we identify under life situations where unhealed childhood trauma could be hurting you as an adult.
Interesting. I never thought about it in that aspect.
Yeah, you know, and I always wonder, because when we talk to so many people around the world, I always want to ask this question is, how did you get into this? Because like, how do you become a doctor that works on toes? Like, is there a reason why you wanted to become a toe doctor? There's always usually a reason why you do and fall into something that you do. What got you into
this? Sure. Well, in year 2000, I graduated with a triple master's in applied clinical and counseling psychology. So I opened up my practice in New Jersey, Therapy by the Sea, and I don't want to call myself a typical counselor because I never was from the beginning. I was into motivational, inspirational mindset work, solution focused, you know, right away, more the coaching model. The coaching model is very educational. Counseling's just sometimes slow and excruciating. That was never my style. To get real results, I like to help people get real results quickly. So I had my practice, and I actually went through two love trauma relationships myself. The first one, I just dealt with it. I was young, 24, two daughters, and the husband I selected from college where I met him, he and his father actually ripped off my mother $190,000. And when you're 24 with two little girls, someone has to pay my mom back. It was me. So I took on five jobs, and most of my life, it took me like 16 years to pay her off. In today's value, that's about $500,000. That's a lot of money for a single mom to pay off. And then he went after me for child support. So that is what we would call a sociopath. Wow. Using someone for pleasure, profit, or lifestyle advancement. So I was doing a lot of mindset work before that. I was studying the spiritual masters like Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, the Dalai Lama, Wayne Dyer, thank God I had that mindset work, because it kept me very focused on what I can do and kept me motivated to improve my life and have a great life for my daughters, who turned out absolutely amazing and very successful young ladies, and they married great husbands. So it wasn't an easy life for me, but it's okay. I mean, I learned, but it was the second love trauma when I said, what is going on here? And the second husband looked at me and says, I don't know why I hurt everybody I love. I don't know what's the matter with me. And I said, I have no idea, but I'm going to figure it out. And that started my deep research, because childhood trauma, that term was never mentioned in my master's program. It was kind of skirted around in ACOA work, which is adult child of an alcoholic. But people would not have studied that if you didn't come from an alcoholic family, you know. So it was just very skirted around. So just putting all these different pieces of information together, I developed what's called the childhood trauma checklist. So there's more than 10 traumas, but when I put this together from all the work I was doing up to those 11 years, I was working with people of trauma all over. I was in the schools. Like I said, I was working 5 jobs at one time. So I was in the schools working with kids of trauma, you know, or identified ADHD or oppositional defiant, the bullies or those kids being bullied, every grade level, kindergarten through college. I was in a mental health ward at a hospital with kids 5 through 19. As a drug and alcohol counselor, I worked in a rehab for teens and one with women from the prison system. So despite the different populations and ages, male, female, straight, LGBTQ, it didn't matter. These top 10 traumas kept showing up over and over again that led to adult difficulties. So I put the checklist together, and it's still one of my top assessment tools I use today. People can easily identify if they had the traumas that are impacting them in life, love, or business.
That is, man, that is absolutely interesting.
That's where we start. Yeah.
Yeah. That's truly amazing, because I'm probably at least 9 out of 10 of those, as in the childhood trauma part. But anyway, now.
You might. Don't say anything. A lot of my hosts do this test with me because they're so curious. Like, all right, how many do I have? I want to know.
Yeah, hey, well, you know, that brings up a quick question just right on that point. Your husband, you know, with going through the how many do I have, when you're in a relationship that you come to where somebody comes to you with that trauma, which is probably everybody, right? I mean, the majority of people have some type of a trauma coming in.
Well, the research shows 100% people have experienced at least 1 to 3 of the traumas.
Exactly. So when you consider that, and you're in the relationship that you're not that person, right, that they've dealt with in the past, and that's kind of the battle, do you work with that other person as well?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, people, it's not our fault when we're children what we grew up with, right? So there's no shame in what you came from. We couldn't change that as children, but as adults, we can heal it.
Right.
So people who are into personal self-growth, usually faith-based people, we describe as spiritual, people going through trauma recovery, really can change this and the way they look at their lives and themselves and become 150% happier, more productive and successful human beings. So when you're on that other side of the trauma and you love who you are and your life is together, then you're very particular in who you're going to select as a partner. So it's okay that we experience trauma. I had some traumas because I could identify myself in the research. Because it's funny, originally you say, well, I didn't really have any traumas, but I can see his, you know.
Right.
And he did have 9 out of 10. And really, that did bring my forgiveness into the whole piece. I'm like, wow, he grew up with a horrible childhood. And he didn't get it. Some of the research went into my 400-page book, the number one bestseller, Love Beyond Your Dreams.
Nice plug. I like it. We're going to put that down there, because you can get that on Amazon, folks, just so you guys know that.
Yeah.
It'll be down below or over to the left, right, up, down. We'll have it on there for you. Okay. Yeah,
it'll be in our descriptions.
Yes. That
And I sent him the book, the rough copy, and he goes, oh my God, put my picture on the cover of this. I am the poster child.
Oh.
But I finally know what's wrong with me. So a lot of people have that aha, thank God, now it's identified, because one of my quotes is, you can't change what you don't understand. And I couldn't change why I was attracting people like this until I understood it, right? And the research actually shows that sociopathic, narcissistic people go after really kind-hearted people, people that forgive, people that are spiritual, people that are counselors, judges, nurses, the caretakers, because they didn't have caretaking when they were young. So they are attracted to that personality type. But the unfortunate piece, and the research shows 4 to 9 months in on these relationships, they can't seem to hold together the toxic patterns that have come up over and over again for them. And these patterns really were coping mechanisms as children. It helped them to survive. But as an adult, it ruins relationships.
So you bring up, in some of the research that I went and checked out, imposter syndrome. And that kind of really stood out in me, because my understanding of imposter syndrome is basically a facade of folks that are like, I don't know, actresses, actors, celebrity, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So I kind
of performers. Yeah.
Yeah.
People that have made it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And were chosen career. And then they tend to self-sabotage because they don't think they deserve it, or they're really good enough, or people might find out the truth about them.
Yeah.
So unconsciously they tend to self-sabotage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sorry, I'm going through my notes here. I had to jog.
Self-analyzing.
Yeah, let me just go right off of that point, because I'm good at the guy that hears and hits the point here. So
okay.
So a great example of celebrity, right? That may be a different, I'd love to hear your opinion on this, is somebody like a Keanu Reeves, who is very well known to ride the subway, give up his seat for other people, buy food for people, sit and talk with people. And that's an interesting trait. What is your thoughts on like somebody like a Keanu Reeves who's made it, but really is, like you said, a caregiver, kind of gives back?
Oh, I love that. You know, many celebrities do give back, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I don't know his childhood, so I can't really comment on it. You know, I can comment on someone like a Luther Vandross, okay, because his story's on Netflix, the biography, which is fascinating. Quincy Jones' story. Yeah. And he grew up and he had like 9 of the 10 traumas. His parents, you know, were drug addicted. They lost their home. He had to go live with the grandmother. They were so poor. He says if they caught a rat, that was dinner. They often went days at a time without eating. You know, at 13, 14, he's trying to work to help support the family. All kinds of trauma, you know, growing up in that dangerous neighborhood and teased as a child. So he had all these different childhood wounds, but he became quite successful, working very hard. And very often successful people come from severe trauma. Oprah came from severe trauma as well. And in the biography, it's interesting, you know, at the very end, you know, he was a philanthropist, he was a movie producer and gave back to a lot of kids that were trying to make it, that came from nothing, you know, out of respect to helping others like himself. And at the end, he's, you know, they go over all his accolades and you did so well. Is there any place you didn't succeed? He goes, yeah, I was really bad at relationships. And I'm like, oh, there it is. Childhood trauma.
That ain't you. When you heard that, you're like, light bulb.
There it is. You know, so that comes out with a lot of celebrities that they tend to choose over and over again, partners that aren't good for them. Or, you know, if they, let's talk with the male ego, if these were men that were teased as bullied, like in junior high or high school, and they were put down by girls, they couldn't get the girl they had the crush on. Very often, if they also had other traumas around that, they could be seeking attention. If their primary partner or wife turns them down,
right,
they'll go out and retaliate with an impulse of picking some other girl up and cheating. you know, and I had a gentleman call me like a week ago and say, I'm a chronic cheater. I don't know why I cheat. I just lost the woman I love. What's the matter with me? And I said, it's childhood trauma stuff. And that was his exact example. He was bullied and he was a small little kid, he said, in junior high and high school, you know, he didn't feel manly. So very often, or a man that had a difficult mother, you know, a critical mom, they would expect almost their wife to be perfect. And if the wife says something that sounds a little bit critical, you know, she's just asking for something and he takes it as criticism and he hasn't done his healing work, he's going to get upset, angry, shut down, you know, have a temper tantrum. There's many different ways to react. A male child that might've been hit as a child would then be one that shuts down. Because it's like, I can't talk about my feelings. That's not safe. I'm going to be beat by the belt or thrown against the room, you know? So whatever the coping style is, they do that as an adult and it just causes a whole lot more problem in their relationships.
Say, being in EMS for 15 years, working on the ambulance, I saw numerous different types of trauma. And the toughest ones for me were always the children. I mean, obviously, for everybody else, it's probably the same way. I don't know. But
yes, most people think they haven't endured trauma if it wasn't something major.
Exactly.
As a psychotherapist in the DSM-IV, which is our medical book, PTSD is described as witnessing death or being involved in a warlike situation, right? Or being around death.
Exactly.
That's it. No emotional trauma is defined anywhere, which is a huge miss. So what you're talking about, Rob, is big T trauma, where people can easily identify it, witnessing a death, being involved in war, seeing a catastrophe, you know, that's big T trauma. Little T trauma is emotional trauma over time. And the interesting things, the studies show it is the same impact on the brain and the body cells when it comes to trauma. So it's not like one's more important than the other. Like someone would say, okay, I get it. If I experienced a rape, then that's really, really bad. Well, it's the same impact as somebody was being screamed at 4 or 5 days a week by an alcoholic father. Trauma doesn't decipher what happens on the brain and the body.
You see? Now, if somebody were to say, hey, I really want to meet Rihanna, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, my website's the best place to start. It's my name, RihannaMilne.com. And on there, on there is free resources. So the best thing to get the childhood trauma checklist and more information is the free ebook. And then I have book free chapter downloads for both Live and Love Beyond Your Dreams, or sister books meant to go together. Live is about the mindset for success and how to help you heal from the trauma. So the first 60 pages of both are available. And then there's the 4 free love tests. And I think there's a link to my podcast, but my podcast is Lessons in Life and Love. It has its own website and it's on every podcast platform and my YouTube channel. I think I have 260 tapes right now, audios and videos.
As you brought up the podcast, folks, hey, we are sponsored by Anchor by Spotify. So thank you guys very much for listening. Rihanna, that was unbelievable story. Actually, hold on. I got one more thing.
Yeah, go.
Say I wanted to do a one-on-one with you, or Rob wanted to do a one-on-one with you, or, you know, somebody out there. Still go through your website? Would that be the best way to set up? Okay.
Good. Yes, absolutely. And when you come into the website, right on the header is an orange button, Meet With Me. It's only $47. I do 5 assessments. I give you a whole hour of interpreting your childhood traumas and how they're showing up in your adult life. I put the puzzle pieces together. It's normally $497. So take advantage of that. The assessments are easy. It's like yes, no, check marks. It's not anything hard, but that's all I need to really get to the bottom of the story. And I will help then, at least we reach to the point of understanding. And like I said, once you have understanding, then we can start the healing process of, you know, healing where you're struggling in life, love, or business.
Nice.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's good. You would think that it's not as affordable as you would normally think, right? And so why not get into by coming into something that's affordable and get yourself started to realize that you could get the help that you need. And then as you grow into that, you're going to help them deeper and deeper into what they're dealing with. And
yeah. I mean, I have laser coaching sessions for someone that has a quick question as well, but most of my coaching is through programs. Perfect. Because the research, you know, trauma takes a while to heal from the brain and body cells. Ideally, I have a client 6 months, and that's at the diamond level. I also have 4 month programs going on as well. But there's a lot to teach my clients. The diamond program has 150 pages in the notebook. So it's an interactive team. How they fill out the worksheets is how I decipher them and how I coach them. So it's very individualized, and I do singles and couples. And like I said, straight and LGBTQ as well.
Right.
Okay.
Well, this was great.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Cool. It's been a pleasure.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. And we'll definitely want to get word out about what you do, Rihanna. I mean, thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
What up with Rob and Chris? What up?
What up?
And we'll catch you guys real soon.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.